Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But you get 7-7-7-8. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Last four starts, 7-7-7-8. He's eating up innings. And so then you get enough offense from our old boy, Mike Yastrzemski. Don't look now, folks. He's batting over 200. Three RBIs last night. Still playing solid defense. I know you guys scoffing Yaz and what he's doing. Look, he's in a 8-hole. He's not here for offense. All I heard from a lot of Giants fans was, we need defense. We need bats, but we also need defense. Well, he provides defense, and he's hitting the ball now. You got to give it up to Yaz. He's having a hell of a week.
It's a premium offensive position, though, but I hear you. He is playing defense much better offensively, and his defense is excellent. I mean, that there, no one denies that. You know, it's a premium position. I look at the guy who's playing right field for the New York Mets as a guy, man, I'd love to get a piece of him. I mean, Marte is a baller. I mean, Marte is a force on the base pass and puts the ball in play with power.
They're also investing a lot more in Marte.
I mean, Yaz is making
$7 million. That's chump change.
Okay, but you're a negative war guy, so I can get a minor leaguer.
Well, you're a war guy now.
Well, I mean, just look at the numbers.
Oh, you're a war guy.
No, I'm not a war guy, but if you just look at their offensive output from right field, second to last in OPS, second to last in batting average, second to last in slugging, second to last in hits, most strikeouts. Like, come on. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He's been better, and it's early, so I'm willing to give him a little more of a leash. Slater, there's no excuse. Slater, I think we're at the end of the road with Slater.
Last 7 days for Yaz, batting .375, OPS .974. 16 at-bats, 6 hits, 1 homer, 7 RBIs. Last 15 days for Yaz, he's batting .321. He's batting .321 the last 15 days. Well, we got to give credit when we give credit when it's due, man. Look, I know nobody likes Yaz around here. We want to blame him for everything.
It's not that we don't like Yaz. It's just we don't understand the roster politics of why you ride with
you know what?
Like Yaz.
Listen. Last night he proved three RBI day.
Okay, but Bonte, when you bring the infield
in. Last 15 days, .321, .387. He's 28 at-bats, 9 hits, 1 homer, 9 RBIs. The guy's having better at-bats. He's only struck out 4 times in the last 15 days. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's an all-star. But why we got to disrespect the guy when he's doing good?
No, it's because you have a young guy in Elliott Ramos.
You guys want to dump on him when he's not hitting.
No,
all of a sudden he's hitting, helping the Giants win some games, and we want to crap on the guy.
No.
Give the guy some love, man.
You're
it's
creating
okay.
a straw man argument.
I'm
Everybody
not creating
likes
no argument.
Him as a
I'm just giving
outfielder.
Him his propers, and you're hating on him.
No one's hating on him. But like
you are hating on him. You're bringing up war and stats you don't even believe in.
I believe in hits, RBIs, strikeouts. You know, least amount of doubles, home runs. Like these are the Giants' right field production output right now. So like
I'm just looking at the last 15 days. Yaz batting .321.
Okay, but here's
strikeouts.
A great example for yesterday, right? If you watch the Jung Hyo Lee at bats, he hit 3 scalding balls, but because the defense is back, it's an out. They bring the defense in when Yaz is up. He hits a bounding ball because the first baseman's in. He gets an RBI and a base hit. And look, that's baseball. You know, executing with a guy at third base, putting the ball in play, and knocking it past an infield that's in. But, like, if you're rating the at-bats via the eye test, like, Jung Hyo Lee had a better at-bat. The guy went 0 for 4 yesterday, right? So it's not just the raw data. I watch the at-bats every single day. And Yaz has been better. Great.
We all
I'm
watch
happy.
The at-bats. We're all locked
I'm
in on the Giants.
He's been better.
We're
I'm
all
really
locked in on the Giants. I'm just saying, give him some credit. Just give him some damn credit. That's all. We don't have to hate on him every step of the way. He's helping the Giants win some games. Being patient. The Giants are winning some games. They're right there in the race in the NL West. Like, my whole thing was with Yaz. I thought the hatred towards him the first couple of weeks of the season, we're dumping just every, get him out of here, get him out of here. And I get it. I'm not the biggest Yaz fan either. But it's the first 2 weeks of the season.
No, but
let's
but
get
it's
a guy
not,
some love okay, when he, but when again, he does
it's
something.
It's not about
here.
Yaz. It's about Matos and Ramos in the minors who
they
want to get
up.
A look at. And Yaz is a 33-year-old who's been here for 6 full seasons, and we want to see something different. I think it's more about like the roster politics. Like, we've gotten a longer look at Tom Murphy, for Christ's sake, than we did Joey Barton. People throw their hands up, and they're like, well, wait a minute. Like, why are some young guys given a long leash, and why are other guys never given an opportunity? So I think Yaz is a good microcosm of the frustration of a lot of the fans.
I hear you, but when he does play well, we should give him credit. We should give him credit, not dump on the guy. Let's give him credit. And I go back to what Flimmy told us a couple weeks ago. You know, just be patient, because Melvin will not be patient. He will, if you don't start hitting, you will get benched. And you know what? Yaz has started hitting it over the last 15 days.
So do you think they do something with Slater? Because I think he's 2-for-30
I'm not a Slater fan. Sure, why not? Sure, why not? I'm not a fan of Slater.
I mean, Slater's been here 8 years.
I'm not a fan of Slater. I'm not a fan of his leadoff. I think he'll be gone soon, or he'll get replaced at some point. But if you like defense, everybody tells me,
when Matt
Chapman.
Defender.
Well, hold on. When Chapman is struggling, and I hear as well his defense.
But Chapman's better at defensively.
I get it. He's great at third base, but Yaz ain't no chump at right field.
He's a good outfielder. But you could find a million outfielders in the minor leagues.
Not to play right field at Oracle Park. At Oracle Park with those archways.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's your opinion. I don't think you can just put anybody in right field. We got NFL draft tomorrow as well. But let's go to Mike and Pleasanton. Let's talk some Giants here. We got a Giants call.
All right.
Let's go, Mike and Pleasant Hill. Go figure.
Hey,
what's up, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Ready to get my coffee, headed to work. I'm loving this conversation. I don't call in often, but it's good to call in these early mornings. So I totally agree with Shasky, man. They need to call Ramos up, man. I'm so over Slater. I do not get why they hold on to him still. Like, I understand the whole platoon situation. You can feel a little bit. And I'll give a little bit of love to Yastrzemski, but he is what he is, you know what I mean? But I really just want to see what the hell Ramos can bring to the table. Like, he's been tearing it up in AAA. I'd probably rather see him up, man. He's a lot younger than Slater. I just want to see what he brings to the table, you know?
He brings some youth. Let me make myself clear, Mike. I'm not standing for Austin Slater. I haven't brought him up one time. I don't think Slater's a major league baseball.
But at one point in his great call. But at one point in his career, it made sense because the data was backing up that hey, Slater hits lefties well. Well, if you look at the recent trends, it's been about a year plus where he hasn't hit lefties well. And if you look at Ramos and what he's doing in the minor leagues, and Matos to a lesser degree, like Matos out-hit Slater versus lefties last year, right? So if you're kind of like calling card is you're going to be the pinch hitting outfield left-handed specialist. Like, I'll buy that, but the data has to back it up. And if the data is not going to back it up and the at-bats look meager, like that's when I'm ready to like wave the white flag. And I think we lump Slater and Yaz together when clearly I view them just different from each other. I think that Yaz is like a fourth outfielder, occasional starter. I'd like to see the young guys, but they're hell bent on platooning that area. Cause the other area where I believe you can play a guy in right field is I think you can at times play Lamont Wade Jr., who's been phenomenal at the beginning of the year. You can play him a little in right field. Now, he's not the defender that Yaz is, but if you're looking for some offensive production, you can get away with having Lamont Wade out there 1 or 2 days a week, right? So I'm all about positional versatility and about having the most dynamic roster possible, and I just think that Slater kind of limits you right now.
Yeah, I'm not Slater didn't even play yesterday, so I wasn't even going to bring up Slater.
Well, he's in
Slater,
the
Slater,
before,
Slater,
yeah.
Slater's not a, to me, I'm not a Slater fan. I don't think he's a major league player right now. That's just me. But I'm just looking at Yaz, because Yaz got all the heat the first couple weeks of the season. Get Yaz out of here. Yaz this and Yaz that. Yaz this and Yaz that. I'm going to say, hey, like Flemmy said, Bob Melvin's not going to be patient with these guys. So you best start hitting. Well, and you know what?
So Yaz needs to wake up.
Yaz, in the last 15 days, has started hitting. That's all. And I just want to give the guy some credit. Right now, Matos. Everybody crying for Matos. He ain't hitting anything in AAA. Batting 239, two homers, 10 RBIs, 76 plate appearances. I'm just looking at the numbers here.
I know, but
I haven't watched any at-bats.
When you bring up like Jackson struggling. Holliday, the Baltimore Orioles GM brought it up. He's like, you think, do you really, like, this is what he said to
the. He was killing AAA pitching.
I know, he's back. He got a 360 in the minors.
And
what he was saying was, like, do you think 2 or 3 weeks in the minors, good or bad, is going to make organizational decisions different
for
a guy at the AAA level?
Maybe it does for Farhan. Well, maybe it does for Farhan.
I mean, if that's the case, then, you know, I mean, like, again.
Every GM has a different philosophy,
Elliot Ramos,
right?
Should already be up here then.
You know, well, maybe he should be up here then. He's not. Maybe he will be. Maybe he will be for Slater.
They absolutely need Jorge Soler to start picking it up. The guy's on-base percentage.
What's Matos got? 6 home runs, 17 RBIs so far in AAA?
Ramos has 6 home runs, 17 RBIs, yeah. 333. But as I mentioned yesterday, he's killing it against lefties right now.
He's scalding.
So like that to me is an easy swap out. But their argument is going to be, well, you're not going to get Elliot Ramos to play every day. He needs to play every day. And why? Well, they're going to pivot back to Yaz. And so that's like, again, you stymie young players, when you're hell-bent on playing certain veterans who don't have, you know, the appropriate equity in the organization.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Yaz though. Last 5 games, starting with Arizona. That was a big time series, right? Big time series. And every game in that series, he got a hit. In 4 of his last 5, he's got a hit. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Yaz is some all-star. Like, everybody's so mad about Mike Yastrzemski. I'm just saying, the guy's batting 321 last 2 weeks. That's all.
Well, because we want to see some of the young guys who are playing. And some of your highest-rated prospects who are the closest to the bigs happen to play a position that he also plays.
All right.
And so, you know, like, people want to see those guys.
I hear you.
I mean, that's what we want. We want to be excited. We want to see. Like, for example, I look at shortstop.
That
win
did excite you last night? Logan Webb.
No, it was a great win.
Shout out.
It was a great one.
Like, Logan Webb looks like the best pitcher we've had here in San Francisco in quite some time.
The guy is
dealing.
He's got a moxie right now that reminds me, it's very different in how they pitch, but the moxie's got a little Jason Schmidt where every time he goes out there, I expect him to go at least into the 7th inning. I expect it to be a tight game, 2-1, 3-1, something like that, and he's going to hand the ball to our bullpen or the closer with a chance to win.
Do you trust Bob Melvin at all?
I think he's still learning his bullpen. And I also think the bullpen hasn't been great. The Rogers brothers have been up and down, and I think that he doesn't have a lot of faith in them right now. He believes in Ryan Walker much more than I do. Camilo Duvall hasn't had ample opportunities to be out there on an everyday basis. So I think it's a work in progress right now. I will say this. I mean, I think the Keaton Wynn development is one of the best stories on the team. I mean, this guy is basically giving you Alex Cobb-like production from last year, going 6 innings every time, ton of ground balls. I mean, he's been a revelation. Whatever we thought Jacob Junis was a couple of years ago, he's been better through the 4 starts.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's been awesome.
No doubt. And then
obviously I think Kyle Harrison, as I look at this rotation, I think we put a lot on his plate. At some point in June, July, when they kind of reset, and probably around the All-Star break when they kind of retinker their rotation, I would split up the lefties and I would go Logan Webb, Snell, Jordan Hicks, Harrison.
Yeah, probably do that.
Just to split them up. But they need Blake Snell to be Blake Snell. That's why tonight's an interesting start for him.
We'll get George Consos on at 9:20 about that. We'll relive Logan Webb's performance last night. He improves 3-1, 8 innings, 6 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk. No runs, shutting down the New York Mets lineup, who came in red hot. Giants now 12-13 on the season. Camilo Duvall gets a save, 2 outs there in the 9th inning, and the Giants get a nice little win because Luis Severino was dealing through 4. He had a no-hitter going. Hell, perfect game going. I was like, damn. He was just mowing, and it felt like the 4th inning got here in an hour.
Yeah.
And then the 5th inning happened, and the Giants were able to bust it open there, so Conforto's getting his bat back. Chapman got a nice little hit yesterday. So the Giants get a good win. Good feel-good homestand so far.
Conforto versus the Mets. He's had some great at-bats. He went the other way last night on an outside pitch. It's just a beautiful swing. And that play that he made in left field, I think that's the best defensive play I've seen him make in the two years he's been with the Giants.
That was amazing.
It's a hell of a catch.
Amazing catch there for Michael Conforto. And I loved it. I love the way he's playing right now. He's playing hard. This team's playing hard right now. So look, LeBron Wade Jr. gets another hit. He's batting 357. Oh, look, let's see if they can get the sweep. Let's see if they can get the sweep tonight. Let's get greedy, folks.
I can't believe how good Lamont Wade Jr. has been. Not only is he hitting the ball to all fields, he's getting on base, he's patient, he's hitting with two strikes. Yep. He's been really good at first base. He's been an excellent player this year. You know, it was kind of a joke last year when you and I were laughing about, oh, he should be an all-star. Look, it's a month in. We're not that deep. You got to do it for a long time. If he plays like this and it's sustainable, yeah, he will end up being one of the representatives as an all-star for the Giants. It's a loaded first base with a lot of sexy names in the NL, but he's been amazing.
Yeah, he's been good so far. So the Giants going to win. The night there was, how about Luka Doncic and the Clip and the Mavericks yesterday? I do get a kick out of watching Luka. The Clippers scrambling around. The Mavericks going a big-time run there in the fourth quarter. Down six, they blew the lead. And then Luka and Kyrie just started taking turns. Maxi Kleber hits a big three for the Dallas Mavericks. He hit a big three. The Mavericks decided to go small last night. They went small in the fourth quarter, spread out the Clippers, and went five out. Yeah, Kyrie and Luka handled the ball, running pick and rolls together. And boy, them boys know how to cook. And Luka didn't shoot great.
No.
But just the intensity. And you know what? The whole foul gate and the physicality of the NBA, you can hear Grant Hill on the broadcast. Yeah. You can watch the T-Wolves and the Suns. They are letting these guys play. And I am here for it. This is like prison ball slash goon ball slash you got to earn buckets in the playoffs. And I'm about this life. I love what the NBA is doing with the officiating. They're letting them play.
I thought the first quarter was insane in terms of intensity.
Oh, yeah.
The defense on both sides. I'd never seen Luka be so locked in defensively.
Oh, he was locked in.
There was a couple of pump fakes. I forget if it was, I think it was Terrence Mann. Tried at the end of the shot clock, Luka doesn't leave his feet. Yep. And then there was another. It was going to be a reverse dunk by Mason Plumlee. And Luka comes out of nowhere to just stymie him at the rim. I mean, Derek Lively, too. You've been on this regarding their big men. Derek Lively's just fits.
Yeah,
what a nice draft pick.
No, he's solid.
He is a nice player. I like that. Dallas's roster's fun to me.
No, they're
good really
roster.
Fun.
They're a good roster. So Dallas wins. Pacers win. Suns lose. Suns look bad right now. They did not address
Gobert their point. Had a great game.
They just did not address their post point guard position. I just don't. Doesn't make sense.
Booker threw two into the first row. You texted the group chat, and I'm watching on the YouTube, you know, split quad, and Booker's throwing the ball into the first row, and he's like mad at everyone else. And all I'm thinking is, Bonte's so right about this point guard situation for the Phoenix Suns.
Nash has told you about it. Nash is a big former producer, Nash Solomon. He's a Suns fan. He knows. Anybody who watches Suns
fast, no
from day
guard.
One when they played the Warriors, it's like, oh, they're going to need a point guard. Bradley Beal's not the answer. And by the way, Warrior fans,
I'm so glad they didn't
all clamored for Bradley Beal for the last four years.
I'm with you.
This is who Bradley Beal is.
I'm with you.
He's a good player, but as we're talking overrated, underrated,
totally agree.
To me, he feels overrated. Feels overrated.
But if we were to as I look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're so like the Nas Reeds, and they have a lot of sexy players. Gobert, Cat, and McDaniels is a guy we all overlook.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Anthony Edwards said that with a straight face.
Didn't he?
Straight face
but he
in the preseason.
Great.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
I mean, with a straight face. I'm not mad at Ant-Man. I'm not mad at the T-Wolves right now. They're up 2-0. These playoffs are hot, but we also have the NFL draft tomorrow. First round is tomorrow. Second and third round is Friday. And we got Brandon Ayuk stories, rumors, galore. What are the Niners going to do with Brandon Ayuk? We'll get into that coming up here on The Roast. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.